The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Scott Frost. Nebraska hosts Purdue on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
Let's go to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Dirk Chatelain, Omaha World Herald.
Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Dirk.
Hey, does the physical nature of the Big Ten make it tougher to revamp a program quickly?
It's a good league, and you know you're trying to catch really good teams that we were behind, and it's a good league top to bottom. We definitely got out physical the other day, and we'll do everything we can to try to close the gap every single week. But I don't think it's any nature of this league that makes it any tougher to catch people. It's just the quality of teams in this league.
You spoke a lot of times in the off season about, you know, your expected jump in year two. Did the past 3 weeks, Saturday especially, influence your mental timetable for how long a rebuild might take?
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about Purdue. We're going to have to play really well to win this game, and we're trying to get them to practice in a way that gives them a chance to win this game. We're going to have a big picture look at everything when it comes to fixing culture and making sure guys are doing things the right way and strength and conditioning and recruiting. But I'm not worried about any of that right now. I'm worried about Saturday.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep.
Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hi, Scott. I'm asking a lot of coaches this week about the red shirt rule. There have been a number of older players that have this week or last week decided to transfer out to take advantage of that rule. Was that ever something that was discussed with your coaches at your meetings, or was that anticipated from the coaching standpoint, or has it been a surprise?
I heard mention of that one or two times, but you know, sometimes when rules are passed, and I think that's a good rule. It's a good rule for the freshmen in your program that get an opportunity to play, but any rule you pass always has unintended consequences. And certainly guys, you know, deciding on their own midway through your season that they want to leave isn't best for the team, so it makes it hard. If that's what the rule is going to be, we're all going to have to operate under those circumstances. And, again, sometimes when rules are passed, you know, we either don't think enough about or it's impossible to predict some of the consequences of those rules.
I've had a number of people say that the good still outweighs the bad. Is that how you look at this, or is it still kind of too soon to say that that's the case?
I kind of agree with that. I think it's a good rule. I agree with that one. If kids aren't happy and they want to leave, they're going to leave anyway. I just hate to see college football turn into transfer fest where everybody's, you know, there's a lot to be said as a human being for not being completely satisfied with your circumstances and instead of just looking for greener pastures, doing what it takes to make your circumstance work. And I think that's lost on a lot of us a lot of times. We're right in the middle of a situation like that where the only thing that's going to get things better is just doubling down on your effort.
Thanks, Scott.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Knight DeFabo, CNHI.
Hey, Scott. With this matchup against Purdue coming up, I was looking at, both you and Jeff Brohm are known as offensive minds, like smart football coaches with good offensive pedigree. But historically, the Big Ten is kind of more so known for good defenses and maybe just simple running offenses. How do you think that you and Jeff Brohm together can kind of reshape the Big Ten? Do you think you can change the identity to a degree, and especially in the Big Ten West?
Well, hopefully that can be done. I'm confident that we can get it done here and have a great offense here. In order for that to happen, you got to be able to block people. You got to be able to get open. You got to be able to protect. And with some of the great players on defenses around the league, we just played one of them with a lot of future NFL players. It takes a while to get your program to a place where you can do those things. I think, you know, Jeff's got a good start on that. You see how close they've been in a couple games this year and coming off a big win. There's no question his scheme works and our scheme works. We got to execute it well, and that takes some time, and you got to have guys that are capable of doing it, and to have a whole team of those takes some time. But I do have a ton of respect for him as an offensive coach, and I know the minute he gets all the guys he needs and gets them doing what he wants, they're going to have a great offense.
Just to follow up, do you think it helps to have a specific identity when you are building a football program?
Absolutely no question. Your program has to stand for something. Everybody in the program has to know what you stand for and what you're trying to accomplish. And there's all sorts of different offenses and defenses in the country, and every system can work if everybody's committed to it, understands it, and executes it well.
Thank you.
And once again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.